Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
News dump. News dump, Mac. What is the haps?
I made it back to the movie theater this week, Goo.
Oh.
First time. Yeah. In probably 13 months, maybe? 13 to 14 months since early last year. And I had... It's not that I've really had trepidation. It's that there's been no fucking movies to go see in the theater. I should say no movies worth seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue that's still sort of the case. But I had a real hankering for movie theater popcorn.
Specifically, yep.
And I said, you know what? I want to see Nobody with Bob Odenkirk. I went and saw it. It was an absolute blast. I smashed the popcorn. So I had myself a heck of a day today.
Yeah, and speaking of Nobody, we'll discuss that in about 2 weeks after The Winter Soldier and The Falcon and then after Invincible. We'll have like an open week there of a smorgasbord of that, Mortal Kombat, some other stuff that's come out in the past couple of weeks. But keep your peepers popped for that. Mac, did you hear this report? This is just breaking today that Floyd Mayweather versus Jake Paul exhibition will be happening on June 5th. That's kind of soon, right?
It's real soon, but as you may have noticed from Paul's last couple of fights, he's taken absolutely no damage. So the only damage he's taken is in training. Floyd Mayweather's sort of always in shape. This is an absolute joke, though. It's an absolute joke because Floyd Mayweather, one of the greatest boxers of all time, boxes at like 145 pounds. Jake Paul is like 215 pounds. So this whole fight will be Mayweather shielding, blocking, you know, ducking punches. And Jake Paul will be probably gassed out by the fifth or sixth round. And Mayweather probably wins. I don't know how many rounds you're supposed to fight, but it's not a fight I want to see. And this is why combat sports have been on the rise the last 20 years, UFC, Bellator, whatnot, is because MMA produces a ton of knockouts.
Mm-hmm.
Boxing, not so much. I mean, obviously there are a ton of knockouts in boxing, but not at the same percentage as MMA. And so why Jake Paul's been a little bit exciting here, he's got two first-round knockouts in a row, maybe three. And so I want to see a knockout. I don't want to see a Floyd Mayweather fight. In the last, I don't know, the whole second half of Floyd's career, he wasn't exchanging blows with people because he was too good. He would just play defensive, win the fights. And yeah, people would say, "Ah, oh, you're an all-time great." But also, he's a boxer no one ever wants to watch box. So.
Well, so speaking of all-time great, I think regardless of how this fight ends, he could be knocked out in 5 seconds. They could go 13 rounds. It doesn't matter. The fact that Jake Paul gets to box one of the greatest fighters of all time, regardless of outcome, is an absolute win for him.
Oh, for Jake Paul. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about for the viewer.
No, but I'm saying, though, like, he could be murdered in the ring. He could die. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. He wins.
If he is a gigantic boxing fan and a boxing historian, this is a seminal moment for him. This would be equivalent to me getting in a fist fight with CT from the Real World Challenge.
Or
this
like
would be
me
the same thing.
Racing Seabiscuit.
Exact same thing. Two large hogs.
News dump.
My dear Mac and Goobers, welcome to the Trailer Park.
Trailer Park and Mac, a surprise trailer Monday or Tuesday. Can't think of which one it was, but Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. And this looks awesome. This looks very, very fun.
Yeah, I hope they sort of find that Winter Soldier, Doctor Strange medium, right? Because it's going to have kind of elements of both there.
Mm-hmm.
The trailer, though, and I don't know if this is because, I don't know, my first thought was like, this looks a little too Netflix-y. I don't know if it's because I don't know any of the fucking characters.
I think that's it.
It didn't strike me as a Marvel movie, and that ultimately may be why it works or why it's a good, or it is a good thing, but I'm obviously, I drafted this movie. I'm looking forward to this movie because I think every time they've done, not one-offs isn't the word, but when they've, you know, extended a different branch out, grown a new branch to something that we don't really know about. I'm sure comic book readers know all about Shang-Chi, but we have no fucking clue. Every time they've done that, it's been a remarkable success. So I'm sure this will be the same thing, but I wasn't head over heels for the first trailer.
I was head over heels, but I'm also a sucker for when they can line up the action with like the drops of the music.
True.
It gets me every single time.
True that.
So tons of Easter eggs with the Mandarin and with the Ten Rings. I know that they changed his father from the comics originally because it was a character named Fu Manchu, and he was a super, like, very stereotypical racist character.
Okay.
So the Mandarin is his father in this. Tons of Ten Ring stuff in here. Razor Fist is in there. That's the guy with the razors for hands. I don't know if you could
for fists
put that together or not. We got Awkwafina, you know?
We did.
She's in everything Disney now. And then one of the best Easter eggs in this entire thing is he has a poster for Kung Fu Hustle on his wall. One of the worst movies of all time.
That's what Marvel's so good at, right? Is the little stuff like that. Yeah. And sort of humanizing our heroes. And I think the best part about Shang-Chi, even just from the trailer, actually, I would say the best part from the trailer is they did a good job of making him seem like an everyman,
yes,
right? So obviously he's got these powers. I don't really know what they are, but he came across as like a regular 25-year-old
dude.
Yeah,
so it seems like a thing of, you know, he comes from a very rich family in Asia. He moves to America, works like a middle-class life, and then his father calls him back, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Also, there were some hints towards a dragon, and also spoilers, if you look at the toy line, a dragon will be involved. And I forgot to pull the greatest piece of sound of all time, which is from the movie Doolittle, when Camille Nanjiani's character yells, "Nobody told me there was going to be a dragon."
So does Shang-Chi have a personal dragon? Does
no.
he turn into a dragon? What happens?
I feel like one of the bad guys can control the dragon. I think actually the Mandarin can control the dragon with the Ten Rings. You saw the Ten Rings across his hands.
Gotcha.
What I'm saying right now could be completely wrong.
Yeah, we have no idea.
That's what we do around here. News dump. I think everyone thought during that last one that Camille Nanjiani was here when I said that. It was confirmed that Russell Crowe will be playing Zeus in Thor, Love and Thunder. Do you think that they're going to make him look bigger, because Zeus in the MCU or in the Marvel comics is 6'7", 560 pounds.
Yeah, and Russell Crowe has my body type. So,
Russell
Crowe are we gonna
remedy that? 5'11", 560 pounds.
Yeah. So how are we going to remedy that, right? This isn't Gladiator Russell Crowe.
No.
This is what's the one with Gosling?
Oh, the other guys. No,
the other guys.
No, the other guys is Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
Oh yeah,
The nice guys.
Nice guys. So the nice guys, he's just your classic dad bod, and he's had that for a while. Mm. I don't care for Russell Crowe. I never have.
I still don't think it's going to be a major character
in
this movie.
MCU.
It's not going to be a major character, I think.
I'm sure he'll be in there for several minutes.
But here's
these 45.
Are gods of different beliefs here, so. You know, one is Norse, one is Greek.
So do you think he's also going to play Wonder Woman's father in the DCEU?
Yes. And then in the DCEU, Tuggy will definitely be there.
Okay. That's true. Yeah. Tuggy I don't see why there. They. Yeah. Tuggy will bring him to Themyscira, and that's how he'll impregnate Diana.
And then he'll go around and he'll try and punch all of the people on Themyscira, and they'll beat the shit out of him.
At Themyscira.
News dump. Mac, it was discussed that there might be multiple seasons. This is from Nate Moore from Marvel Studios. Might be multiple seasons of shows like The Falcon and Winter Soldier and like Loki. But he also said that WandaVision is a one-off thing. No more WandaVision.
And the exact quote, to give you credit for pulling the quote, he said, "WandaVision is a show you can only do once." And that's because you can only pay homage to the same era of television so many fucking times.
Also, you can only pull the cat out of the bag so many times.
Right.
And that cat's
Loki, him bringing up Loki in this conversation is interesting, because Falcon and Winter Soldier makes a lot of sense because those are very human-like characters where you can do really good character development and we can really feel what's going on to them in that show, as we have with Falcon and Winter
Plus,
Soldier.
They still might feel that those two characters wouldn't bring in the money for movies. Like, those two are still the secondary characters.
I totally understand what they're saying with Falcon and Winter Soldier, and I guess we'll sort of figure out as this season culminates in one day how that's going to play out. Loki is interesting because I could see him saying that if they just keep branching it out, like, separate from the MCU almost, like, keep doing random Loki stories and other
timelines.
So
you say that, and I think that's actually what he's talking about, because Loki can literally do anything. He could be in any scenario. So maybe
that's sort of what I'm envisioning.
Yeah, he's dealing with time cops right now, but then the next series he could have a loft in New York.
Right? Yeah.
He could be in the real world.
If it'll Dave Chappelle's real world.
Yeah.
I had sex with Katie too. I think I wait and see on Loki, right? Loki is the show that I have probably been least looking forward to, because I feel like it's going to have absolutely no connection at all to the MCU. It's just going to be its own thing. And that might lend itself to multiple seasons. That's why it might make sense. But I don't think the Loki we see in that show is going to like tie back into future MCU stuff. I could be wrong, but that's sort of what I
think you are wrong, because if they're dealing with timelines and different branches of timelines, this could be how they get Fantastic Four, how they get X-Men, or maybe it's just a giant cock tease. Who knows?
Yeah, but not you're literally in the game of playing what it could have, should have, or what where we could go with Marvel. And
should I call my podcast Woulda, Shoulda, Coulda?
You've been wrong every single
time. Actually,
the whole internet's been wrong every
time. Well, no,
why are we even pretending?
Shut up.
That's going to happen in Loki.
If you listen to the preview for, you know, it was called Cap's Booze at the time, but I predicted almost this entire season.
Oh, Falcon and Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was nothing to really predict here. There's been no, like fucking
you
twist
know
or turn in this.
My best prediction on the show was that we were going to get a lot of Sam counseling people. And I was right.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah,
I'm talking about timeline shit that we all guessed with WandaVision and that I'm sure all of you are going to start guessing with Loki. And once again, I don't know why anyone's gassing themselves up for that, because nothing happened in WandaVision relevant to that.
We are blind squirrels. I'm going to find my nuts.
Loki.
News dump.
Loki.
In news that made me say, are you shitting me? Batman vs. Superman was almost titled Son of Son and Night of Night.
Goo, I saw this as IGN tweeted it out. I think it was IGN.
Yep.
And I was so beside myself that this was even... First of all, if he thought about it, that's one thing. To then tell someone else that is a human that could speak the language and convey that to other people, that he thought about this is...
Not only thought about it, he
insane.
Pitched this. He... Pitched
it's
this
insane.
As the title, and he said he thought it was more poetic. To which I would
he
say,
"He is a fucking idiot."
Homophones.
Now I know why people
am I
are
right?
Greats. Now I know why. Because you have this fucking moron thinking "Son of Son" and "Night of Night" is a great movie title. You're fucking kidding me.
It's not poetic. It's homophones.
I couldn't even gather myself to put out a tweet because I didn't even want to justify this on my timeline. I was so annoyed that people are still into Zack Snyder. And he keeps saying shit like this. He's been saying, doing this stuff the whole time, the whole run up to the Snyder Cut. Everyone's like, Zack Snyder. Fuck you.
He should have called it There, There, There or Bye, Bye, Bye.
Zack Snyder sucks.
All this sucks. Made me think of was on 30 Rock. They had a game show.
Your next word is meat.
When two people run into each other.
Sorry, it's the other one. Your next word. Is stare.
Okay, the things you climb to get...
It's the other one.
It's always the other one.
It's always the other one. It's called homonym, even though they got the word wrong that describes the show, but...
The word is racket.
Okay, racket, like a tennis racket.
Sorry, it's the other one.
Every single time.
Next word is au pair.
What? There is only one definition. It's like a nanny, a foreign nanny.
No! You forgot. Could also be an exclamation about a fruit, as in, au pair.
And then also in Popstar, Never Stop, Never Stopping, Tim Meadows' character was in the band Tony, 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 Tony.
Each Tony had an exclamation point after their name, and I thought my name should have a question mark. So it will be Tony, 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 Tony.
This is the dumbest title of all time.
The way he said the fourth Tony was like he was exclaiming it, not like he was curious about it. So that part didn't even make sense. I mean, for some reason, that whole time, I'm thinking of the Pointer Brothers, the Tim Robbins skit from that fucking, was it the Detroiters?
Yeah.
Or one of those skit shows. Just for whatever reason, that's what I thought of.
Tony, 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 Tony.
Mac, The Flash has finally begun productions, and Michael Keaton is back, baby. It's been confirmed by his publicist.
I don't think I care about this movie. I sat down in this chair. Saw that on the rundown for the news dump, and I said, I think I didn't like the flash enough. I have no...
He had a hot dog in his pocket, though.
Zero desire to watch the Flash movie. Now, if the Flash movie resets the whole DCEU...
Which it will.
Great. I'll be happy for that, and I'll watch all the rest of the movies, but I am not interested in the Flash movie.
I feel like in 2 years, when this thing finally comes out, maybe 3 years, maybe you'll be into it at that point.
Nah.
News dump. Dave Bautista said that he was at one of those big fancy Hollywood things, and he was going up to people being like, hey, I want to play Bane, which, yeah, I'm in. I think that he would be the perfect Bane. He's huge, mind you. He's a great actor now, and this would be the first Bane that is actually of South American descent.
Great call on that. I hadn't even considered that.
So, after doing a little bit of research, the same research that I should have done before the podcast, Dave Bautista's mother is of Greek descent and his father is the son of Filipino immigrants.
Hey babe, did you know that the Spaniards took over the Philippines years ago? That's why if you ever see an Asian person with a Spanish last name, 99% they're Filipino.
I just pictured Dave Bautista like handing out cards or flyers like he's campaigning, like,
yeah,
vote for Dave, vote for Dave. Hey.
Bane, please.
I have loved every instance I have seen of Dave Bautista in movies.
Yeah.
I liked him as a wrestler, so maybe I was a bit biased, but he has shown the ability to act dramatically. I don't know how they would really do the accent, but that's a, you know, a bridge will cross when you get to it. But I think this would be great.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have to, like, Tom Hardy was obviously great as Bane. But Tom Hardy's also like 5'9". And so it's, you lose an element of believability there, yep, because he has to be this larger than life character. Of course, he's brilliant too, but having a larger life character like Dave Bautista,
yeah,
sells that character even more. So I would love to see him as Bane.
Ryan Gretchel says that he would be great as Bane, and I agree completely. I think that this would be an absolute slam dunk move. And not only does he pull off the big physicality, but he has the intimidation factor, too.
I mean, he just has that upper half that the cartoon Bane has, you know? And
yeah,
that's obviously, the cartoon version is cartoonish. But Dave Bautista's body type is a little cartoonish.
I was saying, but, like, you could also believe, like, if they actually went with, like, the whole Venom steroid type of look to it, with, like, the luchador mask and everything else, like, he could pull off that look.
For sure could. Mm-hmm. For sure could.
News dump. Speaking of Dave... that transition right there.
Oh.
Dave, season 2 is coming out on June 16th on FXX and Hulu. I'm very excited for this.
Of course, this is the Little Dicky show on FXX season 1. FX does weird shit with FX and FXX.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of the good shows are on FXX.
I think FXX is where they put their comedy shows.
I would say all of the good shows are on FXX, but yeah, I guess that might make sense. I am very excited for this. Dave, I think, was probably my favorite season of television from 2020. I don't know if they could ever recapture that magic, right? So I think part of the magic of season 1 of Dave is like sort of a shock value of like what it actually is.
Yeah.
And then you get like the rubber torso or the rubber vagina and legs. Like that's,
or like the milking table.
Exactly. But I can't wait to see what we get there. And June 16th, so that's not too far away.
No.
So that's 6 weeks. Oh, 2 months away. 2 months away.
So speaking of your favorite show of the year, my favorite show, News Dump. These transitions are so tight. Ted Lasso season 2, July 23rd on Apple TV+. It came with a little trailer. I wasn't blown away by the trailer, but I am stoked. They've been relegated. There's obviously not enough time to deal with like the Super League stuff. Maybe you can do that in season 3. But like I said before, Jason Sudeikis as Ted Lasso is just an absolute delight of a character.
Yeah, I still got to watch it. And I've been meaning to for like 3 weeks now. One of our listeners actually gave me an Apple TV Plus login. So
he gave me a bushel of apples.
I will utilize that sometime in the next week or two. So I'm excited to watch it and I'm excited to discuss it with you.
Two things. Number one, the apple is the king of the hard hand fruit. I think there's no disputing that.
Yeah, I couldn't disagree more. Apples are fine.
Oh,
apples are fine.
Give me a nice cosmic crisp, baby.
Do you consider a banana in that same realm?
No, it's a soft hand fruit.
Is it though? It's got a tough outer shell.
You aren't eating that outer shell though. You're eating the soft insides.
So then an orange is disqualified then too?
It's a soft hand fruit.
Okay. What are the top dogs other than apple to you?
Pear.
How about plum?
plum is in that in between, right? Because sometimes it's a firm, soft, sometimes right? But you don't want it soft. You want it firm.
Not too soft. No. Well, you want a little bit of a squish.
I would say that a peach is more firm than a plum.
Yeah, it is. I'm give me an apple over a peach, but who gives a fuck about peaches?
How about a nectarine?
I'm not sure I've ever had a nectarine.
You ever hear the joke that Aziz Ansari told that he was at a restaurant and 50 Cent didn't know what a grapefruit was?
I don't think I've heard that.
And then 50 Cent heard the joke and he's like, fuck you, I know what a grapefruit is, dude.
But he probably didn't.
There's a good chance he didn't. But yeah, Ted Lasso, give me that.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. News dope. Well, I also meant to ask, how many apples is too many apples to eat in one day? There is no limit, right? You can eat as many apples as you want.
So maybe I can pull the curtain back a little bit here.
Yeah.
That's what I guess is a saying that would work. Every time I eat an apple, my lips swell up and my throat itches.
So for you, one bite is too much. One bite is too much.
For apples. But if they're like in something, like blended or baked or something, I have no reaction to them. So I think it's maybe the skin of the apple.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't mind an apple, but they're fine to me. I'm not like apple picking to me, worst time of the year. I'll just go buy my apple.
Oh, you can buy apples for cheaper.
Walking around for 2 hours picking apples.
You know where I go apple picking? Shaw's. I go to Shaw's to apple pick.
And then I can go buy apples for cheaper than when I just got them from the fucking orchard.
You good?
Apple picking. It's the dumbest fucking thing. That would be like you paying someone to go milk a cow for your own milk. So fucking stupid.
Why would I want milk?
I don't know why, but that would people. You in general.
You know who loves milk? Shout out to my soon-to-be brother-in-law, Ken. Loves milk. Just drinks milk on the reg. It's normal.
Big milk guy.
A glass of milk.
I love a tall glass of milk, but I might have one. I might have two.
With an Oreo or with a muffin, but by itself?
You know what I just had today? Actually, good point, Christopher Bernard, in the chat. I got to add apple picking to my gripe list because it's fucking dumb. I had the Lady Gaga Oreos. Have you had those? Have you seen these?
No, what are they?
Oh, I don't know if they were limited time or what, but they're like pink and green.
Oh.
Delicious.
What's the flavor?
Delicious. It's sort of
watermelon,
vanilla-y, vanilla-ish,
yeah,
but not like completely vanilla. They're really good.
So I was eating fried Oreos from Underdog the other day. That's my favorite chicken place. And they were very good. You know, it's fried dough around an Oreo. And my wife's like, oh, these aren't that good. And I'm like, well, you don't like Oreos, do you? And she's like,
oh, that would.
No, but she goes, I do, but only when they're thin or uh-ohs.
Everything that makes an Oreo, she doesn't like. So she just likes chocolate cookies.
Pretty much.
So if you buy double stuff, she's mad. But actually,
I don't
she's
like
not
double stuff
it.
Though. I don't like
you
double
don't,
stuff.
What? I double like stuff is the appropriate
I like
stuff.
Regular Oreos.
No. Double stuff should be the standard of stuff.
By the way, guys, go and look at the timeline or the history of Oreos. They legit ripped off Hydrox and then said, fuck you, we're taking this with us.
Yeah, but Hydrox stinks.
Yeah, but Hydrox was the original one. And sure. Hydrox, the only reason why they were still
it's
in business
company too,
is because they were kosher. But then Oreo spent like $10 million to become kosher just to like get them off the market.
Yeah, and actually Oreos, I believe, are gluten-free and like all allergy-free right now. Mm-hmm. So my brother has a ton of food allergies and he can actually have Oreos. So credit to Oreo.
If I was him, I would only eat Oreos.
Most brands like don't have that sort of availability for people with food allergies and shit.
Good Oreo talk. News dump. Stranger Things season 4 has been pushed to 2022. I don't care.
What are they going to do in season 4 that's going to rope back in the original Stranger Things people?
I was thinking the other night, do I want to just watch season 1 again? Like just specifically just season 1 and then just stop? Because season 1 was awesome.
I wouldn't do that. I would go back and watch like the last two episodes of season 2 and some of season 3.
I don't
care about the kids hanging out.
I don't like season 3.
I mean, I liked season three.
I thought season one was almost a perfect one-off type of show.
Yeah, but it's not like you're going to go back and rewatch what?
Dude, there's nothing to do. All right. I need something to do.
Watch the last, I think it's the last two episodes of season two.
Season two
is
fine.
Best thing they've ever done.
Season two is fine.
Season two is the best season.
No, season one's better.
No.
Guys, tweet us right now. One or two, no context.
Nothing they've done in the three seasons can even match those last two episodes of season two.
News dump. How I Met Your Father with Hilary Duff?
Duff?
What? This is going to be on Hulu, and it is unclear if it ties into the original. Now, I know that they've already tried twice to make this show, and the other one was tied into the original, but it never got off the ground.
So all of these spinoffs, tie-ins like Fuller House, Girl Meets World, they all suck. They're terrible because there's not a single new idea in there.
Yeah.
And I almost just punched my computer because I just saw Christopher Bernard's comment. No, if it's Gordo, no. Gordo is one of the worst television characters of all time. Fucking hate that nerd.
It's not going to be a Lizzie McGuire show. Hope, well, actually, that there was supposed to be a Lizzie McGuire show.
I know, but they shut
but
it.
She said no to it because it wasn't serious
real,
enough. Yeah.
She wanted to do real woman issues, and they wanted to make it real kid-friendly.
Yes.
She's like, no, that's fucking pointless.
So she picked this
instead.
I love
Hilary Duff. She's one of my favorite crushes in my adult time. She's like right around our age. So
my adult
I remember, you know, like when we were younger, Topanga and whatnot. But then like once I started real noticing girls,
yeah,
that was like when Hilary Duff was on the come up. So she was the one. You know, maybe it could work because people like her. She's a good actress as opposed to that fucking Ted Mosby loser, Josh Radnor. No
yeah,
one liked
but
him.
The other one was supposed to have Christine Milioti.
No one knew who she was then.
Yeah, but
I think
so
you could
charming.
Maybe try it now if you hadn't already tried it with her, but it's too late.
Well, hear me out. Let's stop trying. That show wasn't great.
I
Why do we
you.
Keep on going back to the well
that's
on
my point.
This show?
The show was never good in the first place, in big part because of Josh Radnor. And what I was saying is maybe this will be watchable because of Hilary Duff, because she would obviously be the main character, but no, don't do this.
And even now, like, you couldn't have a character like Barney because, you know, one might deem him to be very problematic.
Yeah, but I bet if that character was a female, no one would bat an eyelash.
Well, let's see what happens then. News dump. Yeah. Jeopardy has put out the list of guest hosts that will be making appearances before the end of this season, and it is Robin Roberts. I'm sure she'll be fine. George Stephanopoulos, who will probably be very good, but who wants to watch George Stephanopoulos?
Roberts would be better than Stephanopoulos.
David Faber. Who's this guy?
I don't know who that is. No clue.
Joe Buck.
I fucking hate Joe Buck.
Yes,
can't
me too.
Stand him.
And then finally, and they put this in the tweet with an exclamation point, LeVar Burton.
Yeah, because it's the whole internet's been asking for LeVar Burton, so I think this was obviously this is why it was even announced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone's been fine except for kind of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers kind of sucked.
You know who has very Trebek-like attributes while on the show is Anderson Cooper.
That's not a bad one.
Well, he's been doing it the past couple of weeks or past week, and
I'm thinking like permanent wise though. You know, I still want to see my boy get a chance.
Who's your boy? Frank? You want Frank to do it?
Neil deGrasse.
Oh.
I still want to see him get a chance because I think he would be phenomenal. Because, again, it's really hard to replicate that smarmy prickness that Trebek had while still being funny.
Anderson Cooper has that smarmy prickness to him, though.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm not sure if he's pulling off
he's
the funniness.
He's little, though.
Yeah.
He's almost a little too little.
Yeah, LeVar Burton's probably the best of that bunch, but maybe they'll give us more next year, so we'll see. News dump. Mac the Weekend.
It's Friday night, and the mood is right. We're going to have some fun, show you how it's done, TGIF.
Why did you pick the bad TGIF song?
That's the one from the 80s. It's not bad. It's not the best one, but it's pretty good. I think it was the shortest one. I think I picked the shortest one. Okay, so this weekend, the Falcon and the Winter Soldier season finale.
Friday morning.
Yes.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Also on Friday. Invincible,
and
yes.
Invincible.
Also on Friday, Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
Midnight Tonight, actually, for Mortal Kombat.
Did you watch the first 7 minutes of the movie? HBO Max put it up?
No. Why would I do that if I'm going to watch the movie?
Last night, I had 15 minutes before bed, and I'm like, this is the perfect amount of time. I could do this and then brush my teeth.
You watched this twice.
No, it is brutal. It's brutal.
Good. Good.
And the reviews that I'm seeing right now is that it's like cartoon, bloody, brutal violence that fits perfectly with it, and it's going to lead into like a big franchise, 2-3 movies.
A combat verse.
Pretty much of like they played it perfectly with these characters. Like, it's not necessarily a good movie, but it's what Mortal Kombat should be.
I think the obvious statement there is like no Mortal Kombat movie was going to be a quote unquote good movie.
Yeah.
But I'm glad it's that. And actually, that brings me back to the top when I was speaking about Nobody. The expectations for that movie, it sort of delivers on. Like, you wanted it to be kind of fast and loose, and it was. And that's sort of what we were hoping with Mortal Kombat as well. And so I'm glad to hear that it is what it is.
And also this weekend is the
Oscars. Yeah. We thought they were.
Also this weekend is the Oscars. And this is the yearly reminder that the Oscars are bullshit. And Suicide Squad is an Academy Award winning movie.
Carrie Mulligan picking up a lot of steam for Best Actress. I think she should win it.
News dump. This week in the DSG, our 300th episode, how did we do it?
Asterisk, like the steroid era.
Yeah.
And our real 300th episode
this week,
and this is why we bumped it up, is going to be Falcon and Winter Soldier. So if you've been waiting to watch, the last episode is tomorrow. Get caught up. That's our episode for next week. And you know what's funny? And I don't know. You can decide, you at home, you goo, if this is a detriment to the show or not. But like, I am not expecting a WandaVision like finale, and I think that's going to hurt it in some people's eyes. But this is the Falcon and Winter Soldier that I wanted. This is a continuation from the Winter Soldier movie.
But I think that you liked the finale of WandaVision more than most people.
Loved it.
I didn't love the finale of WandaVision. So
okay. Right.
I'm also curious here because I thought about it yesterday for like a long time of all the loose ends that are in this show right now. And if it's going to be a one season thing, this episode has to be like 2 hours long. Like, there's so many things that they have to tie up. Like, so many things that they like got going in episodes 1, 2, 3. They haven't answered any of the questions yet.
Well, that's why I was pretty frustrated with episode 5, because it had a lot of things on the table there, and they didn't really, they just put them on the table and nothing really clicked. And so they got to do all the clicking in this episode, which I don't think they're going to be able to do. So I think it's going to be more open-ended than we wanted.
I think I was talking to you about episode 5, where like they had like a couple like different things that would have worked in different episodes. But the fact that they took those things and like just kind of mushed them all together, the episode as a whole didn't work, but there was some cool stuff in there.
I said this last week on our last episode, or 299/300. I actually thought it kind of stunk. There was some good in there, but because they like, it was so disjointed, nothing really made sense in terms of the episode and how it ran.
Yeah.
I get that they got to do those certain things for the season and for certain characters. It just didn't make sense all in that episode. Mm-hmm. And so to your point, I think there's a chance this finale is a letdown because it's going to be as disjointed as episode 5 was.
Hopefully it's 3 hours long. Fingers crossed. Also this week, Dork did New Mutants. God bless him.
Have you watched it?
No. It's on HBO Max, though. I'm probably not going to watch it.
I'm probably going to watch it this weekend.
Okay. Well, you know what? If you watch it, I'll watch it.
I had two people text me and asked if I have watched it. Mm-hmm. I said, no, I'm thinking about it, though. And both said, you know what? Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad.
Just going with super low expectations.
Yeah, maybe I'll dive
CMM
in.
Did Civil War, and they had me on for 5 minutes to yell about the Sokovia Accord. So I guess look for that part.
Just clip that part and put it up.
Yep. PCP, it's hard to explain. So
okay.
They did songs from television shows, but specifically like fake songs within television shows. So an example of that is like Robin Sparkles.
Yeah, they love How I Met Your Mother. So that was probably an excuse for them to be able to talk about Robin Sparkles.
So that's the example. I caught a bit of it. I had to finish it up, though, and I need to see who's number one.
She had two, right? It was Let's Go to the Mall, and then there was another one.
There was one that's like a Canada thing, right?
Yeah.
What do we got here? Pineapple Boys. They ate pineapples. The Book Boys ate books. Mm-hmm. And Furloughed Friends.
Is that a hard hand
fruit, work.
Pineapple?
Ooh, no, that's a cube fruit, because you're not going to eat it with your hand. You're going to slice it and eat it up.
I'm really going to need to... We might have to do next week, News Dump, you putting fruits in certain categories.
Do you want
to
do a because tier show?
Essentially, what you're telling me is only apple is in the hard hand fruit group. That and peach, that's it.
So are you ready for our worst episode ever?
Okay,
so next week, Falcon Winter Soldier. That'll be one of our best. The week after that is Invincible, which, by the way, Invincible I think is good. I think it's a little overhyped, though.
I don't agree, because I think the finale is going to be bonkers, and there's going to be people that like it more than Falcon Winter Soldier.
I'm taken back by the voice acting in it.
That is the worst part, for sure.
I'm really distracted by it.
There are two characters in particular that the voices... The J.K. Simmons character, who's one of the two main characters, mm-hmm. is distracting, utterly distracting, the voice. So that, I will 100% agree with you on.
Also, Invincible almost reminds me too much of Terry McGinnis and Peter Parker. High school kid
He's a high school kid.
You know, well, but like he's always late to his dates, or he keeps on standing up the girl. It's the exact same stuff. But, and then after that, we'll do the smorgasbord of movies. And then after that, Mac, let's do a tiering of fruits. But not tiering like good fruits. It's how do you categorize them?
Well, maybe we should do both. Because I would sort of like to do the way PCP does things, the way we did it here once.
Yeah.
And just tiering fruits.
Fruits.
Like elite level to fucking... You know, part of the appeal of fruits to your hard hand fruit thing is you can throw them at people.
Yeah.
Like a crab apple.
Yeah.
Remember crab apples? You'd be able to chuck crab apples at people. I'm trying to think, though. What's a third hard hand fruit besides peach and apple?
Nectarine, plum. You got
some. I guess I just don't know what the fucking nectarine is.
And then, like, you got your spoon fruits. Fruits that you can turn over, cut in half, use them as their own bowl, and then eat with a spoon.
So just grapefruit.
Grapefruit, watermelon, cantaloupe, honeydew.
No. Watermelon's too large for that category.
Well,
too large.
What kind of fucking watermelons are you buying? I'm buying the half melons.
I don't really like watermelons, so I don't buy them at all.
You find a nice ripe melon, you're all set.
This is why we should do that episode. There should be a lot of hot fruit taste.
Put it on the calendar. We're going to waste your time and talk fruit salad yummy yummy in a couple weeks. All right, that'll do it for this episode of News Dump. A News Dump.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.